This is an interview with Ms. Pablita Velarde, 805 Adam Street, Northeast, Albuquerque, on September 29, 1965. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art, and the subject to be discussed is Ms. Velarde's participation on the federal art projects of the 1930s. But first, Ms. Velarde, would you tell us something about your background, where you were born and raised, and where you received your early art training?
I was born at Santa Clara Pueblo, 26 miles north of Santa Fe. And my first contact with the art world was at the Santa Fe Indian School. And under Dorothy Dunn,
when was that?
Oh, back in 1930 or 32. Mm-hmm. Back in there sometime between then and 36,
yes,
when I graduated.
Mm-hmm. And was that a high school? Equivalent to a high school?
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was a high school, and they had just opened the Indian art department there. And I was one of her first girl students, you might say.
Oh, yes.
And she more or less was real helpful to me in getting started in this field of art.
Who were some of the other students at that time?
My sister Rosita Velarde, who is now Mrs. Rosita V. Sosi, and Andy Sinigini, and Teofilo Tafoya, Harrison Begay, Quincy Tahoma. There was Jack Hokey, I think his name, he was the Kiowa, and a Hopi boy named Riley, but I can't remember his last name.
Mm-hmm.
And Vincent Matt, and I can't remember all of them.
No, of course. Well,
Gerald Naylor.
Gerald Naylor.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And this was the Dorothy Dunn's first class.
Yes, and Alan Hauser.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the ones that are really noted now, I think, are all her her students.
Mm-hmm.
Of the early times.
Mm-hmm.
So she must have been a good teacher, otherwise none of us would have continued to go up.
Oh, I think she was a wonderful teacher.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
And I know she had quite a struggle with the authorities on teaching you or training you in the Indian background, isn't
yes,
that right?
Yes, I think she had a lot of problems, really, because at that period no one really was interested in teaching us any art or anything like that. It was just out of the question as far as the government budgets went.
Mm-hmm.
And from her own story, I guess she practically worked as a laborer to be the teacher of art.
Mm-hmm.
At that period. So I think that with her sacrifice, why she has really contributed a lot to
mm-hmm.
the Indians as well as to the general public, that she had promoted such a program at that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it was
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
yes.
a very interesting history,
mm-hmm.
and, the history of the
yes.
of the art department there, because I remember her saying that they tried to impose Western techniques.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And wasn't that right?
Mm-hmm. But she had already an idea as to what she thought the Indian art continuation of traditional thinking, traditional painting, and more or less preservating the old type of artwork, and keeping it to continue to the day. Why I think that she has really worked hard at this in that early period, and then now I seem like us old painters, we may like to do something different, but we more or less go back to the traditional style every time, and this
mm-hmm.
seems to be our way of painting now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you some more about what the Indian artists are doing today, but we'll go on with the early history now. Do you remember how you became involved in the Federal Art Project?
Well, like I said, I can't remember too much of that early period. I was a pretty young girl, and